Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
How you guys doing? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are having a great day, a great evening, wherever you are tonight. I'm grateful to be here. I'm thankful on my page, my Facebook page this morning. I put up, you know, just come on up, you know, just say a prayer, you know, just smile and thank God. Just smile and thank God for what you have. Thank God for what you have. What's going on, Kathy? How you doing? You know, tonight I'm talking about this message, God loves you. Now, if you came along on Sunday and you came through, and some did come through, some people did actually come through on Sunday for the Fire Heart Ministries. That's my actual ministry, Fire Heart Ministries. You know, this is Fire Heart Ministries presents the Heart Love Radio Show. So if you came on a Sunday, I did it at 10. I'm still testing to see what time I'm going to actually come on and things like that for the broadcast, for the message. But I'm excited tonight. I'm going to speak, and I'm going to actually sing as well tonight for you guys. I'm going to sing in a few minutes. But tonight's message is God loves you. So I appreciate you just listening to where I'm coming from tonight. Before you start sending, you know, different things, just want to see the angle where I'm coming from. And then when you contribute, please contribute. I'm coming to you guys from Romans. So I'm writing this topic. I'm writing this down right here. And I hope, like I said, I hope you guys are doing well. Topic is God loves you. I want you to listen to which way I'm going with this. Before you start sending messages, I want you to make sure that what you're sending in is also going along with what I'm going to talk about. I think that we're in a time right now where we need to be reminded that God loves us. I'm coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. And my prayer right now is that the Lord will bless this time together. I pray that God will bless this time together that we're about to spend for about an hour or so. And my prayer is that you will be encouraged and blessed by this broadcast tonight and by the message that's given and by the words that we share with one another. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Romans chapter 8, verse 35, it reads, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword, as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." You know, good evening, Mom. You know, the thing about it is this. God loves each and every one of us. And, you know, and the thing about it is that I want to encourage you today with this whole thing. You are not alone. You are not alone. My first point tonight is this. You are not alone. And why am I talking about this? Sometimes, guys, I don't know about you. Am I the only one that sometimes you might feel like you're lonely? And I was feeling like maybe I was lonely, and God was like, you might feel like you're lonely, but you are not alone. There are going to be some parts in your journey that you are going to have to walk for yourself. Sometimes your people might come along, but guess what? Interweaving in and out of your life, because remember, we're all on a journey, hopefully going toward the same place, right? So sometimes we're all going through and we're dealing with life on life's life issues. We're dealing with life on life's terms. We're dealing with things. So, but I'm convinced, you know, what it says in Romans chapter 8, specifically 38-39, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. My point to you tonight is this: you are not alone. And I hope that's an encouragement for someone out there tonight, that regardless of what you're experiencing, regardless of what's happening around you, you are not alone. I'm going to tell you this. Jesus left the Comforter for us, right? Jesus left the Holy Spirit for us. Guess what? You are not alone. In John chapter 20, verses 21-22, it says, and Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. You know, and one of the things about it that he says in his word, he will never leave us nor forsake us. You know, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, Hebrews 13, verse 5. You guys with me? You guys doing okay tonight? First of all, I want to say it's so good to see you guys. It says this: keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. And we go on to verse 6, it says, so we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? You know, one of the things I want to encourage you about tonight is this. He said he would never leave or forsake us. And even though you might hurt, guys, even though you might hurt, you might feel lonely, I just want to encourage you that you are not alone. You are not alone. So if you're out there and you're feeling like, you know, Lord, I'm going through a whole bunch and I'm feeling like I'm alone, the word of God for you today is this: you are not alone. What's going on, bro, James? What's going on, my brother, James? What's going on, Trina? So you are not alone. God loves you. Exclamation point. You want to put an exclamation point? Exclamation point. God loves you. And not only does God love you, not only does he want you to know tonight that you are, and be reminded tonight that you're not alone, he also wants you to know that he cares about you. God cares about you. Wherever you are, I want you to say to yourself, God cares about me, and give yourself a hug. God cares. Have you ever been in a situation where you feel like no one cares about me? My mom and her sisters, they sang one of old songs, nobody cares about me. You know, but guess what? God cares about you. That's what I'm telling you. Sometimes you get to give your own self a hug. When you don't have anyone around you or near you, you need to encourage yourself. Just give yourself a hug and say, God cares about me. God loves me. God loves me. He loved you so much that he sent his son. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. I want to tell you that he loved you so much that he sent his son. He sent his son. Not only does he love you so much, not only does he care about you so much, he is interested in you. Yes, he is. Jeremiah 29:11. If you know me, if you know Reverend Dr. G, you know this is the scripture. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Guess what? He is interested in you. So if you're feeling like, God, I don't know what I'm going to do, guess what? God knows. He knows. Trust him. Seek his face. He knows about everything that you're going through. He knows. He knows. Plans to prosper you. He has plans to prosper you and not to harm you. So when you're going through something And sometimes you hear the word no, or things don't add up the way you want them to add up. And you're like, Lord, I've prayed, I've done this thing, these things, I've done what you told me to do, and it still seems like it's a no. Sometimes it is a yes. Sometimes it's a not now. But sometimes if it's a no, it does not mean that he does not love you. He can be protecting you from you. He can be protecting you from the things that you're saying that you think that you can handle, but you might not be prepared or mature to handle some of those things. You know, sometimes it's like you're holding on to things. You're saying, God, I need you, I need you, I need you, I need you. And sometimes when the door closed, we say, look what Satan has done. But sometimes it could be God protecting you. Sometimes it could be God protecting us. So, but I want to tell you, he's interested in you. Jeremiah 29:11, plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Listen, he wants you to have hope. He wants you to have future. And, you know, and this next song, here's the next song. John chapter 10. I told y'all I was going to sing for you guys tonight. John chapter 10, verse 18. Now, I sang a song during the day. It's going to be different from me singing at 9:14 because my voice gets tired. But I did not talk that much today. So hopefully, you know, Jesus loved you so much that he gave his life. Do you love someone so much that you would actually give your life for them? That you would give your life to them knowing that sometimes they're going to bail out on you, that sometimes they're going to deny you. Sometimes they're going to say, I don't know him. Are you a Christian? No, I'm not a Christian. Listen, Jesus loved you so much that he gave his life for you. And one of the things I think about when I think about my own salvation, I think about Jesus on the cross. I think about him being on the cross and looking down the corridor of time and seeing me, seeing you, and thinking, if I don't stay here, they're not going to be saved. If I don't do this, there's not going to be that bridge of redemption between God and mankind because of sin. But Jesus loved you so much that he gave. He laid down his life. And in John chapter 10, verse 18, it says, Jesus said this. He said, no one takes it from me. Come on, his life. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. I just want to encourage you tonight that you know that Jesus loved you so much. He didn't have to, but he gave his life for you. He gave his life for you so that you and I could have a possibility of being saved. So this song, guys, I'm going to sing for you. It's called They Could Not. I love this song. I love the message of this song. And for one thing that I am going to say is, you know, I don't own any rights to the song. And I love this song because of what it means and the message that goes along with this song. They Could Not. And I hope you guys are blessed tonight. I thank you for being here. And please share this on your pages. So I hope this song really blesses your life this morning. Tonight. They could not.